Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, and we are the Racers Roundtable. Racers and race fans talking about racing, so if you want to have your voice heard in the racing world, you want to call in, but we'll give you that number here in a little bit. And we have our host here, Mr. Gary Wyatt and J.J. Nunn, and I am your friendly guest host.
How you doing, Michael?
Good. How you guys doing tonight?
How you doing, Jay?
Fantastic. Just absolutely fantastic. There isn't another place I would want to be right now.
And we hope we have some new listeners. If you know anybody and want to turn them on to us, that would be great. We would love for that to happen. And we're going to be, this year, coming up with different things, giveaways and things like that. We keep talking about it. I still got to get with Mr. Gary's t-shirt guy, and we owe some t-shirts to some people, so some past guests and so on. And speaking of guests, I hope you caught last week's show with Thane Alderman. What a great show. A guy that's been around racing a long time. And
that it was. Yep.
And not only was it Thane Alderman, but it was the world famous Thane Alderman, according to Mr. Gary Wyatt here. Fellow Ford guy.
I've been asked more than once that I'm not world famous, Gary.
Oh,
we'll make him world famous.
That's right. If he's listening to this show, he can be heard in Mexico.
He can be heard anywhere.
That's right.
Across the globe.
Yes. And speaking of Thane Alderman, I am going to work on him to come here into the show a few more times. We talked briefly after the show, and like you said, we only made it to the 90s with him, in the mid-90s with him.
And that's just what we tapped on up to the 90s. There's other things. You know, it's one of those things. It's funny how when the mics go off, the conversations start and the stories come out. And, man, you know, I think we should take a 50-minute commercial break and 10 minutes of on air. Because we'll get most stories that way.
Yeah.
Yes. But, yeah.
We need a hidden mic.
Exactly.
That's what we need.
Right. When you come through these doors here, we're going to get you one way or the other.
One of them very sensitive mics that picks up everything in the room.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that'd be a great idea. I would love that, man.
As all our other guests, he was a great guest that came in. Lots of knowledge behind racing. So
yeah, experience, and of course, he's seen a lot of faces that you guys have seen over the years out at.
And I didn't say it while he was here because we were too busy listening to all the great stories he had, but when I won the championship in 2005 at the Bullring, he was one of the biggest helps that I had to win that championship.
Right.
Between him and Dick Cobb and Marvin Reeder and Steve Burke at Nevada Pick Apart. Oh, wait a second. JJ needs some water over there.
Well, you always need a guy that can give you everybody else a little push, whether it's on the track or off the track, and that's JJ Nunn.
JJ, he had a hand in there too. But
you know,
yes,
and
I don't always say it, but Thane was in on helping me win the championship as well.
You know, whether you're winning championships or you're just showing up to the track, that help is so important. I don't know how many times, you know, I've had strangers come up to me just to, you know, that know you're new to the trade, you know, whatever you want to call it, the hobby of racing, and they just come up and help you.
I call it my life.
Yeah, well, I know. When you race 46 times a year, no. That's this year, by the way, JJ. You're going to be the last to know about that. It's so important to have that little bit of help. And, you know, whether you use it or not, it's nice that somebody comes up and, you know, kind of offers that help. You know, it might not always be the right help, but...
Yeah, And
it's helped.
And as Stane said last week on the show, you know, he'll help anybody if they're going to listen.
Right.
You know, if you just ask him questions and not listen, then what's the sense of asking him questions?
Right.
You know,
and
so,
half the time somebody's telling you something because they've already been through it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've already been the guinea pig for you and tested this.
And I can tell you this.
He's forgotten more than I will ever learn.
Yes. And, you know, again, a great guest he was. But I can tell you this. I've known the man for years. And last week on this radio show was the first time I've ever heard he hit a wall. Ever.
That's funny.
He never, ever has said what he said on this radio show in our private conversation.
That's
ever.
Funny.
And I'm like, no way, really? And then it just kept going. And so it sounds like he's had his fair share as well.
He said when he wrecked, he told.
Yes,
he wrecks
right.
When he does wreck, he finishes the car. The party's over.
Yeah. You know, I guess if you're going to do it, you're going to either win or you're going to demolish the car trying.
And,
so.
And believe me, we've had many, many conversations. He sees stuff one way, I see stuff one way, and we've had many conversations, and I've never heard of him hitting the wall.
That's funny.
You know, and I'm like, wow. And I'm just standing here going, really? You know, it's a...
Did that status that you the pedestal you have
oh,
come
no.
down at all? No. Okay.
Still world famous.
Still world famous.
He's an all-around good guy.
He's a good guy. You know, and if you're a competitor of his and have anything opposite to say, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Give us a call, 685-8116 at 702-685-8116.
You know, as racers, we know, you know, as many friends as we make almost as many enemies sometimes, whether we know it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we don't even know who we piss off, you know.
I don't have any friends to begin with, so.
We can start with security for you. So.
All of security is his friend.
Right.
I don't have enemies. I have security.
Yeah. Well, it was funny to hear Thane talking about a race he was in that he had an altercation with you back in 2001 or whatever.
Yeah,
I never knew it.
That was 2001, and that was a 200 lap race. And
do you remember that, JJ?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure
it was an accident, right?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I admitted it last week on the show. I was grateful that he was most thoughtful and understanding that we are entertainment. So I provided entertainment by taking him out after leading 180
you know,
laps.
He remembers that when he did it. I bet you if he thinks hard enough, he can give you the date.
Yeah.
But ask him about taking the whole right side of my brand new paint job out.
We're still on that.
For crying out loud.
You know,
Thane
was talking the truth. I'll talk the truth. You want to lie? Then you can continue to lie. Okay? I've been listening to this for years now.
Hey.
Okay? A little dent of 6 inches has turned out to bumper.
Hey, anybody that has MySpace and wants to get JJ Nunn on there, just go look at MySpace pictures. It'll tell you everything.
6 inches. 6 inches in the rocker panel.
16.
That's it.
16 feet, what's the difference?
Yeah.
You know, nearly 9 years later, it's from the front bumper to the back bumper.
Hey, Michael, you notice for the last 8 years, my car's been nice and clean.
Since you've been on the same team, you can't join, you know.
Yes.
Hey.
Have them join your team. That way they can't beat up on
there's
you.
There's the deer in headlight look again.
I got that sucker twice last year in one race.
Yeah, but I'll give you that one. It wasn't your fault.
No.
I'll give you that one.
None of them are my fault. Don't you understand that? I've been
That's
saying for
what
years.
I'm missing right
none
there.
None of these, if you see my car, all my dents go in. That means everybody's hitting me.
I'm getting it, yes.
Okay. My front bumper is perfect. All right. The rest of the car is freaking torn up, but my front bumper is perfect.
But in your defense, JJ, during that season that you had this issue with Sane, that was part of the rules, was to try to take out the first place guy when you
thank
come
you around. Very much.
I do remember that, and that was
thank
part
you.
Of the deal. So.
Thank you, because Gary jumped in, well, that's the way you perceived the
no,
way it was supposed to
no,
be.
And that was
thank
part
you
of the
very
deal,
much.
So, yes.
Okay, that was in the driver's meeting,
yes,
and that was told by Stetzer. The idea was to take it, and Dave Stetzer was running the bowling
yeah.
then. Okay, the idea is to take out the leader.
Right.
If there was one job you needed to figure out was who the leader was and take him out.
Right.
20 laps at the end, I did what David Stetzer wanted to entertain the fans.
Well, and that's exactly what it was for, is for entertainment and, you know.
Yeah, and that's back when they only had four races on the schedule.
Right, and there were races. There were 100 or 200 lap, I don't remember that
There was four races original.
Right.
But the fans loved it that in 01 they added three more races.
Yes.
Right.
And one of them was another 100-lapper, okay. a 50-lapper, and he had already scheduled the 200-lapper with watering the track down.
Right.
You know.
Right. Because
so.
they encourage you to keep your windshield wipers and things like and horns on
right.
on the vehicles at the
yep.
time and so on.
I had a squeegee.
Right.
I'd just reach out and
squeegee. You know, it's pretty cool what they haven't changed a lot, but they've changed enough to be a division that obviously you guys have stuck out, you know, stuck with and continue to stay with. You know, it's more than just it's entry level type class, it's an entertainment division, you know, just like it says. But, you know, the rules change quite a bit as far as, you know, the type of enduro races that they were having and the take out the leader type of race. They run regular type of laps and things like that now, like all other divisions. Would you like to see it go back to some of those old rules, being you guys been in the...
For me?
Yeah.
With the cars we have today you're talking about?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Not, okay.
Absolutely not.
Well, I'm thinking about some of the roll cage rules back then were even more crude than they are
today.
There
was a T-bar.
Right,
One bar behind the driver's seat,
yep.
okay, horizontal, one bar behind the driver's seat, vertical.
Right.
That's it. You needed a cross. And that's what you went out with. It was demolition derby rules.
Right. Now
they
require better cages, correct?
At least
a 4-point? Is that
required 4-point, recommended 6.
They're safer.
Perump
you can take each other out.
Perump has mandatory 3-door bars both sides.
Okay,
for a bomber. Required 4-point, recommended 6. That you have two kickers on that. Do I want to see it go back to that? No.
Okay.
Would I like to see a...
Like a special event?
Yeah, Night of Destruction.
Right.
Where demo cars are brought out there to run an enduro. Yes. Most definitely. A demo cross. Yeah, definitely.
I like the idea of a demo cross.
Would I like to see that? I would like a whole other division to be what the bombers used to be.
Right.
A stock car, bench seat,
yeah.
As Jay said, the bar from pillar to pillar, and the bar from roof to floor pan to protect the driver.
Right.
But what those cars used to be back in 01, yes, obviously they've advanced now, but to bring a division back that is like that, take out the leader, whatever it takes to win, I would like to see that. But the same thing, will it evolve into what we have now? That's up to the tech to stop that.
Right. Yeah, because I can see that happening. Of course, you guys have to change the name of your cars. They're going to be street stocks now, and then the other ones are going to be called bombers. So then it's like a
yes.
big cycle again, like
yeah.
you go every few years.
You know, no motor rebuild, no 30-over, no 60-over, no rear
right.
gear. You keep them on street tires, okay, 60s, 70s or bigger.
Tall
okay.
tires,
right.
you know.
Stock rims, no
right.
7-8-inch rims.
No racing wheels,
no,
just
yeah.
stock
no,
everyday
steel
rims.
No,
wheels.
No offsets, okay.
Right.
You build a demo car.
Right.
That's
pretty
what you build.
What it is.
You
right.
have a Night of Destruction, you build a
that's
demo
a good
car,
idea.
And you go through maybe a train race. Mm-hmm. You go through demo football, putting a little Yugo out there or a Sentra, and you do heats.
Right.
And as the demo, as these other races go on, it leads you up until if your car finishes the train race, you move into the football. Okay, if you finish that, you know, you have a boat race with it. If your car finishes that, then you can go further into the demo cross to highlight the evening.
Right.
That's demolition derby cars. You go into the demo cross, you either have 100 lap, who's ever left, then it's 20 lap, front or backwards, all out demo right there. You know, and the cars are built just like demo cars.
Right.
And to me, he talked about the train races. We hand them a 20-foot piece of chain and say, put your two cars together with that and turn it into a chain race instead of a train race.
They won't whip in, brake and whip inside and snap somebody's head. No.
You got to protect the chain.
Yeah. Right.
That's what you do.
Okay,
if you get the chain broken, you got to protect the chain.
I see.
Now, that's not like you put, the front car has gas and the rear car has brakes. Too much involved.
Right.
Yeah. Too much involved to do that. You give them a length of chain, you got to protect the chain. That means run bumper to bumper. The guy in back has got to follow the guy in the front. Okay? If you get hit and the chain breaks, you're out.
And you're talking either asphalt or dirt.
Yeah,
I guess,
back many, many years ago when I was growing up, they had a chain race at Corona Raceway, and that's what they did. They took a 20-foot piece of chain on dirt and tied two cars together.
Wow.
I remember one of them was a Corvair.
Oh.
And he went.
We don't see too often today.
Yeah, he came off of turn two. The Corvair hit a jump, the motorcycle jump, and he landed on his roof, and the guy kept towing because the Corvair was the brakes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, you know, that's a key thing is entertainment. You know, I think some of these tracks need to bring some of that entertainment back that's racing related of some kind. I know a lot of tracks have tried bands and music and all kinds of other things, but, you know, racing related, you know, everybody loves watching cars crash and bang into each other. That, you know, and you still have your other divisions like you guys race and, of course, the other upper tier divisions. But, yeah, that's...
You know,
cool.
just keep it basic. No alterations on the car whatsoever.
Yeah.
Go into Nevada Pick Apart and pick up a car.
Right.
Okay, for $100, throw in $200 worth of safety. Pull a gas tank. Put a fuel cell in the rear. Okay, two crossbars. And guess what? Pull the windshield. And you know what? As long as you got a seatbelt, have at it. That's a demo rule. I mean,
no,
basic.
No 5-point or 4-point harness,
nope.
Just a regular everyday seatbelt.
Yeah.
You know?
No, nope. No playing with shocks. They got to be the shocks that, you know, no playing with springs, no height, you know, none of that. None of that. Just your everyday basic car.
With no windows in it and nothing on the outside of it that can.
Sounds pretty scary to me.
Hey, that's where the division came from.
Yeah, that's exactly
where.
Well,
exactly.
Like I said with Thane here, the Bombers, the way Stetzer put it out, drew out of the Demolition Derby.
Right, it was a rolling, rolling Demolition Derby.
This he wanted to invite the Demolition Derby, into it, where it was a rolling derby. It wasn't what we did in San Diego, it wasn't a demo cross, but it was because he said take out the leader,
right?
You know,
and I think once you guys, you know, also everybody started coming out with their cars and they put all this work into it, they looked nice, and it's like, man, we don't want to bang these things up.
Oh well, that was the first year. Somebody,
right.
I mean, if somebody came out later after the first four races, if somebody came out with a gorgeous painted car. There was a group of us that's getting hit.
Yeah, that's the target.
That's the target. If somebody came out with a beautiful paint job in this division, it was like, how many times can we hit it?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking about? Yeah. Who are you talking about?
Anybody rolled in with a beautiful, beautiful car, guess what? It was not pretty after the race.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Gary White and J.J. Nunn and myself, Mike, here on OnWheelsNow.com, talking about Bombers, the early days of Bombers, and if you want to find out more information, go to thebombernation.com. That's thebombernation.com. And click on the message boards. You know, you can find stuff for sale there and other things. And, of course, on that thebombernation.com, you can also find pinkmail.org, which you want to talk about real quick, JJ? What you know, I guess Gary would be the best one. Talk a little bit about pinkmail.org. And guess what? Next week, we're going to try to have more information on pinkmail.org. So if you have questions about it and what to do and all that, we're going to try to have somebody in here next week. Susan Griffith.
And her business partner will be in next week.
Okay. Keep an eye out for that. We're going to try to have, whether it's by phone or in studio, we're going to have more information on that if you are not sure what pinkmail.org is. But you can
click on it.
Yeah, click on the link at thebombernation.com, and it'll take you to pinkmail.org.
It's for cancer and breast cancer research. So,
you know,
we will find out all about it next week.
Cool.
See what's up with it.
Cool deal.
Speaking of next week, we only got, about 11 days left till
Now, if anybody out there is...
We're on the 10-day program, Captain. I don't know what your plan
and
has been for...
And that's not 10 days for me to lose weight. 10-day racing.
If anybody's itching to go racing, you only have 10 days left, and you can go out to Pahrump Valley Speedway. They have a day race. Is that correct? 3 p.m. or...
3 p.m.
3 p.m. race.
Yeah.
I'm being handed a flyer. Nice flyer, by the way. Dirt track races at Pahrump Valley Speedway, $10 general admission, 55 and older, $8. Children 6 to 14, $6, 5 and under free. So full field of cars out there, February 1st, day race. You're going to want to go out to Pahrump Valley Speedway and check it out.
Yeah, we just finished up November 30th, and we went from a 60-day program to a 10-day program. Where 50 days went, I don't know.
You know,
somebody's been making a lot of pulled pork and a lot of
each show. Well, speaking of pulled pork, you're talking about the GNS
pit stop down there.
Food truck in Pahrump Valley
right now on 160.
Okay.
Yes,
right across from Saddle West.
Right across from Saddle West.
And from what I hear, it's some of the best pulled pork in town down there at Pahrump Valley in Pahrump.
Yeah.
So.
Pulled pork, fry bread, what else
Philly,
they got going?
Philly
cheesesteaks.
Now, if you want, you have a special
with
event.
Onions and mushrooms, yeah.
You got a big event of 100 people or more. Man, I'm sure these guys would love to park that thing at your event.
Yep.
Make
and
sure
I'm not a big football fan, but isn't the Super Bowl coming around
two more
the corner?
Weeks. Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday.
They also do catering.
Yeah.
And that's a day after your guys' race, February 1st, at Pahrump Valley Speedway is the Super Bowl.
Yes, and I believe you said, but February 1st and February 15th is a 3 p.m. start.
Okay, so both of those before
the
they go
two.
To an evening show. Yes. So you want to get some day racing in. That's
and then March 1st. As we've said on the show before, we've got a long day.
You know, every Tuesday, 7 days that go by that we say, man, it's going by too quick. Guess what? March 1st is going to be here, and we're going to be complaining how close it is.
Yes. March 1st, we'll start our 7 p.m. shows this year, Pahrump Valley Speedway. In the past years, the first four races has been 1 p.m.
Okay, and that's when they start the 7 p.m. show, and that's the day we're going to be doing the Touch a Truck event, of course.
Yes.
That is coming up way too quick.
In 40 days.
Yikes, I'm glad he's got these days numbered.
Where does it all go?
Yes,
man, I can't believe it.
You know,
time flies.
And I was at work today. It seemed like it went by real slow all day.
All day. Just as we said back in November, hey, we got 9 weeks off. Well, we're 8 weeks into them now.
You're down to days.
Thanks for reminding me, JJ.
Oh,
thanks.
No problem.
Thanks.
So
he'll remind you louder and louder as each day it gets closer.
And I'm sad to say, well, one of the cars is still up on jack stands in the driveway. So
there's pots all over the place. It's still in pots. You got 10 days. It's still in pots.
You guys have to burn that midnight oil here coming up.
Oh, no, 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 no. JJ, don't do that no more. That,
yes, that, I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah, JJ, no, party's over at 9. It ain't ready. That's fine. I stay home.
I'm glad he
I'm down to 45 races.
There you go.
I'm glad he says 9 a.m.
Oh, boy.
No, that's 9 p.m. Been there, done that. Too many of us crew chiefs, drivers, all-nighters, used to do it, done it for years. Not anymore
hey,
for me.
Wait a second.
It can,
hold on.
It can stay home.
Hold on. I thought that was part of racing, that you stay up all night long working on your race car.
That's your program.
That's if it's a hobby
that's
or
your
life.
Program.
Yeah. Hobby or
it's
life?
A, no, that's
one
his
of the,
life.
Exactly.
Okay.
He
I got no life.
He admitted that is his life. So.
No,
those
all-nighters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Been there. Gary found that
Thanks,
out
Mike.
2 years yeah. ago. JJ, don't do that anymore. It isn't fun on 2-3 hours. It used to be. It used to be. It was a challenge. All right, we got to pull a motor. We got
to
rebuild it.
Catching up to me.
And yes, it is. That is correct. My age, my back, my knees, my bones, my eyes, my ears.
Oh,
it's just age. What can I tell you?
What we got?
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
That's where we're at right now.
Yeah. Even though this might start, it won't turn. But, got a little bit of work to do. That's okay. I'm sure my crew chief will be able to handle that. He may be working an all-nighter on...
You guys have a crew and a chief? Oh, man, that's pretty good.
We don't like to own up to it too many times, but yes.
Oh, man. Again, if you want to call in, we're probably going to take a break here in a minute, but if you want to call in during the break or after the break...
Yes.
Hold on. I'm finding the crew chief. Hold on.
8116.
I think we found him.
Oh, we found him.
We have a special guest here tonight, Mr. Tim. No. Oh, boy. So that was the crew chief. But, Jeff, do you want to call in again?
Yeah, 685-8116. 702-685-8116. No need to call Tim. Just think of when you're going to start working on my car and Gary's car, you know. I know you're busy.
You got a girlfriend now.
Of course
he's busy.
That's not my problem.
That's what I heard anyway.
Not my problem.
If your girlfriend don't like racing, maybe you need a new girlfriend.
Uh-oh. We'll take that up after the break, so remember that on that note.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you?
Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And before the show's break, we were actually, Mr. Gary was talking about how much more important racing was than your spouses and girlfriends, unfortunately, except for his own wife. His racing is more important. Which we know that's not true.
You don't think I'm going there,
do you? No. All right, we'll get let me get off that subject first.
Hey, real quick. Absolutely not.
Back to Thane Alderman.
Hey, let me get my notes here real quick. PVS, we talked about that. The Pahrump Valley Speedway. You can go to pahrumpvalleyspeedway.com and check out their new look for this year. They've been changing their website look last year and this year so far. So check out the schedules there.
As far as I saw on that site, there's still no conduct rules.
And there probably won't be until you do something.
Show up.
They write the rules around JJ, so when you show up, they're going to write the rules.
There's no code of conduct rules on there, so I'm good to go right now. I got 10 days.
You get one chance to go in, and then they kick you out. So
yeah.
LVMS, of course. Our local track here is going to start up other stuff here in a little while in March, but they do have something coming up this weekend.
Yes, they do.
And, JJ, you probably know about that, so you want to talk about that?
Yeah, the Las Vegas chapter of Speedway Children Charities will be running their fourth annual Laps for Charity event at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. That would be this Sunday, January 26th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. NASCAR fans and car enthusiasts will have the unique opportunity to drive their personal vehicle around the 1.5-mile super speedway up to speeds of 75 miles an hour. Now, they're going to be following a pace car.
Right.
Okay. Can't go above 75 miles an hour. That's a no-no. Okay. And all this money goes to Speedway Children Charities. As we know, all the money stays here in Vegas. I forgot how much they handed out this year alone from last year's collection. But all proceeds from the charity will benefit Las Vegas Speedway Children Charities. And what is the price here to enter?
$30
you
for
got
three
that?
Laps. Yeah, it's $30 for three laps. You can buy a couple more.
Another 30 for 20 bucks,
correct.
Right.
Yep. And you're going to want to do this because you'll be surprised how much banking really is on that track. You don't think there's a lot of banking when you're sitting in the stands, but go take your car on that track and drive it around there. You're going to see
Let's take your service van out there.
I want to see JJ's van go out there.
My dually?
Your dually,
no,
yeah.
No, your work van.
Your work
I've
van.
Had it on the bullring.
No, on this.
The Super Speedway.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get it up there.
Let me get it all the way up there in turn three, doing about 20 miles an hour. Watch it roll
over.
Watch it roll down.
Oh, man.
You know. And you can get your picture taken in Victory Lane for an additional $10. So $60 goes to a great cause. Get an idea what the NASCAR drivers are doing when they hit those turns at 190 miles an hour.
Right.
You can only go 75. You got to follow the pace car. I didn't in Georgia when I was down there. I did this for $50 for three laps.
Now,
down,
is that true?
Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Really? And you get and that's a similar banking, or is it?
That's 18. They flip-flopped it since then. It's 18 degrees banking, and they tell you to get your car up to 65 miles an hour. They tell you to get up there.
And it's pretty amazing, isn't it? When you get on that track, how much banking really is there. You don't. It doesn't look like it looking from the stands or anywhere else. You get on that track.
If you get all the way up to the top, you will shift to the left, and your shoulder will be your left shoulder will be up against the window.
That's pretty cool. Wow.
Yep. It's pretty wild. I did it at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Loved it. It was a great Dodge Neon rent-a-car that I turned in.
There you go.
Hey, everybody go to the Enterprise rent-a-car and
help the economy, local economy here.
Yes.
Get your stuff around.
I did. I went down. It was it was my niece's confirmation down there in Georgia, and I had rented a car. I was there for the weekend. They had a swap meet there, and it was like $50. Take three laps on Las Vegas Motor Speedway, on Atlanta Motor Speedway. I was like, rental car? I'm there.
Borrow a friend's car.
Yeah, yeah, did get up to 85 once I passed the pace car. Oh, they chased me. I was done for the day. I did the swap meet and went right out the gate and said, see ya.
He had security after him.
Yeah, it never changes. It never changes.
But that little Dodge Neon and, you know, funny story, turning it into Enterprise rent-a-car, you know, the lady asked me, well, how'd the car run? I was like, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. She goes, where'd you go? I says, I went down to Atlanta Motor Speedway. She goes, that's enough. I don't want to hear anymore.
Why do I believe that story?
I don't want to hear anymore.
With good reason.
Yeah. I said, here's the key. She goes, that's fine. She goes, you had insurance on it? I was like, yeah. Do I need it inspected? I says, body's fine. Whether you want to pull the motor out of that puppy is up to you. Little four banger, man.
Again, don't leave JJ without rules because he'll find the holes.
And he said they said to get your car up to 65, not 85.
Right. How do I know the pace car's speedometer was correct?
That's right. You got to go by your own.
All I know is there was six cars out there. I passed three of them. One of them was the pace car, and I had a blast.
Oh, man.
Got to do it.
See, you can't take JJ nowhere. See the problem I have?
had a blast out there. We got this going on this weekend. At Las Vegas Motor Speedway, I definitely suggest doing it. I don't care what type of vehicle you have, whether you got a dually, pickup, van, whatever. Go borrow your mom and dad's car and get out there.
Michael, I need to borrow your van for this weekend.
I'll know if my daughter asks me to borrow the car or what she wants to do this weekend. No. No.
Head on out there.
I'll go out there. Yeah, good idea. Go out to the Speedway. Yep.
Supposed to be beautiful again. I heard 65. So, and
this event. That's a good number, by the way.
This event is rain or shine. Now, if it starts raining, I haven't been on the track when it's wet.
Hey, I got an idea. It just hit me. You remember back in September when we went to the to Paris Auto
Speedway? Yeah.
And you wanted to put your dually on dirt? No,
September. Yeah.
And on a Saturday, you wanted to take your dually on the track?
Yeah, you talked me out of it.
Yes?
Yeah.
Hey, we can go to Las Vegas Motor Speedway this weekend.
Paris was dirt, though.
Oh.
I wanted to get that dually sideways.
Hey,
man.
We can get it sideways on the banking.
There you go.
I don't think so.
You have another option. You have the Midnight Mayhem starting this Friday, also at the Speedway. So you can test your dually out there. I've seen a couple diesel trucks out there racing their dualies, and that's this weekend on Friday.
Yep, January 24th will be the first session of Midnight Mayhem. That's Friday. It's called, sponsored by Mopar. Midnight Mayhem, and that goes from 5 to 10:30 p.m. That's a good deal. The first radio show I had, I did a live remote from there and ran my little five-speed 96 Chevy S10.
That's pretty cool.
You know.
He had to explain to his wife then, not the car rental company.
It was it took 18 seconds for that little four banger to get down there, but if you want to get out there, it's well worth it. Yeah. All you need to be is have a license, insured, and registered vehicle. You can take any vehicle out there as long as you meet those three requirements.
And motorcycles.
Motorcycles also.
Got to be insured and...
Hey, see, I can use your van for multi reasons this weekend.
Hey, let's go van racing. I mean, get our vans together.
Yeah, there you go.
See, mine's a six-cylinder, believe it or not. So
yeah, entry fee is $15, car and driver, and $5 for the pits.
Cool.
So $15, and you can line up as many times as you want. You go do a pass and then line back up in staging again.
Right. That, yep.
You know, there was one night I out there, very few cars showed up. Okay, I had done like 12 passes
right.
in my vet.
And if it's like it was in years past, you're not allowed to trailer the car. You have to drive it in.
It's got
to
drive in.
Yes.
It's got to be a legal, registered, insured, and a licensed driver to take it out. If you, they have rules. If you are too fast, you will be asked, if you break out certain speed, okay, you will be asked to adhere to NHRA safety regulations. So that's one of the rules down there. But people, don't street race.
Exactly.
You
keep
got
it off the street. Get you, it
they started track. This. They started this 13 years ago. This is their 13th season, 12 years ago. Okay. I remember going to different places in the valley, handing out flyers, promoting this. All right. There's ambulance there. There's safety crew there. Okay. You can do this legally. Don't street race. Not only are you jeopardizing your life, but you don't know what other lives you're putting in jeopardy out there. God forbid something happens. I mean, we're racers. Anything can break on us at any given time. Crazier things have happened. Street racing is, you don't want to do this on the street, okay? Las Vegas Motor Speedway had come up with this over 12 years ago. To get the street races off the street. And I'm telling you, for $15,
it's worth it.
It's worth every friggin' penny, knowing, God forbid something happens to you, there's a safety crew, there's an ambulance there to take care of you.
You know, and besides, you get your time posted and the printout of your time. So, and you get a chance to show off your car. There's usually a crowd there you can show off your car to.
There's no helmet required. There's no fire suit required. Just the way you go shopping at Super Walmart, bring the car down there, just make sure it's all legal, and go have fun.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. So.
I mean, I've seen postal trucks down there, hearses, okay, vans, dualies, I mean, everything in the world. Everything in the world. You know, mom and dad's BMW, Lexus, and Jaguar going down there, Corvettes. That was one I saw, a Corvette blew up that one year. That was... quite interesting, but this Friday, man, check it out.
Yep.
Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Midnight Mayhem.
First of many to come
this
year. So.
They got a full schedule. They got so many things going on down there at the Strip. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so if you're into that type of quarter-mile drag racing, check it out. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yep, they go January 24th, February 14th, March 14th. And then May, you go May 2nd, 16th, 30th, June 13th and 27th, July the 18th, and it goes on for August, September. So check it out. It's worth it.
Cool.
October is the last one, Friday the 17th. So that's 6 to 11:30.
There's other races going on in October you can go check out, too. That gets close to the Duel in the Desert and all these other fall festivals and Pahrump stuff.
October 11th and 25th in Pahrump.
There you go. 2 days worth of racing. So that's all coming up. Of course, you got your Winter Series races going on right now, too. Out in Havasu, you have Havasu 95 Speedway, and you got Blythe, you know, the Lucas Oil Speedway there, I-10 Speedway.
Yeah, Havasu just ran this past weekend.
I was there. I went and
checked it out. Did you check it out?
Yeah.
I was going to go, but I had to work on my car.
Hey, Mike.
I had to look at a job in Parker.
Hey, Michael, are you going to go to February 1st race in Pahrump?
I plan on being there, yes. I actually do plan on being there.
Do you got an air conditioner you got to check out down there?
Nope, not in Pahrump. I hope not, knock on wood. But
summer's coming. You might have to check out the AC on GNS Pit Stop and get the AC.
I can give him a spray bottle. That's fine.
There you go.
With a water bottle.
With a little fan.
Yeah,
Speaking of
Stacy will appreciate that.
Speaking of GNS Pit Stop, they got a new special. buy two of anything on the menu and get one of anything on the menu of its equal or lesser value.
For free?
For free.
No way.
For free? Yes.
So buy one, get one.
Really?
Get one
yes.
free. Buy one yes. or get
buy
two.
Two.
Buy two, get one free.
Yes.
So you can feed three for the price of two.
Yes. Correct. Buy two $7 items, get the third $7 or lesser $6 or $5 item for free.
Yes.
Sit, buy two, get one free.
And get some coffee there, man. That's some good coffee they got going on at the GNS Pit Stop food truck out in Pahrump.
Yes.
I like the coffee. It's consistent.
Across from Saddle West on 160. You can't miss it.
Saddle West is what?
The first casino on the left going in.
So when you're coming down the hill, keep on going. You're coming into Pahrump.
Past the first light.
Okay, there's the very first signal you come to. Go past that. Then the
Saddle West will be on your left.
And the truck.
GNS will be on your
right. On the
right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. If it's in the evening, it's got a bunch of flashing lights on it. Has,
is it by itself in a lot? Or?
Yeah, it's by the insurance company.
So you can't miss it, huh?
You can't miss
All
it.
Right.
No.
You park under one of those fancy signs that's, you know,
It's got a flashing light.
It's got flashing lights all over it. You can't miss it. It'll be on the right-hand side, right across from the Saddle West. To narrow it down a little more, Saddle West parking lot. It's right across the street.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Go there tonight. And for me, Stacy there is there. Tell Stacy JJ says hello.
And then they'll give you a dollar off. No.
Yes.
Nope. Just tell Stacy JJ said hello.
Okay. It's good enough. You know, you get two, buy two, get one free, man. That's a pretty good deal. So check it out. Cool deal. And
if you buy four items, you get two free.
Now, if somebody's on the way to Pahrump Valley Speedway February 1st, is it going to be there in that location?
Yes, it is.
So we can pick up food, sneak it in.
On the way there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
On the way there?
Yep.
And on the way home.
Okay.
It will be there.
So get your munchies after the race and get your fill before the race.
Yes.
I see. Maybe I brought up a bad subject here, so we'll move on.
No, the truck
I love
will
the
be
pulled
there.
Pork.
Yes, pulled pork is great.
Yeah.
Pulled pork, what else you guys got there at the GNS Pit Stop food truck?
Gyros?
I heard the pulled pork is good. So.
Euros, gyros, whichever way you guys want to say it.
Gyros.
Gyros, which is lamb meat, and euros, gyros, whichever way they want to say it. The Navajo tacos. We also have three tacos for $5.
Three tacos.
Carne asada. We got a carne asada burrito, which is very good.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm still stuck on the Philly cheesesteaks, man. The onions and mushrooms on there with the cheese all over it.
Pulled pork, Philly cheese.
I'm hungry.
Gyro, gyro, whichever way you want to say it. Navajo tacos, carne asada burrito, three carne asada tacos.
Can we get like a
delivery?
That's a good idea. Just drive around and
only K gets delivery. Too, all right.
I was just going to ask for a racer's discount. Yeah, that. Think about that. Cool. Cool. Check it out. You can't miss it going into Pahrump and get it coming out of Pahrump before the big haul over the hill is coming back home. So, cool.
That's it. Fill your stomach.
Cool. Yes. And, of course, you know, go to...
Is there soda pop there? Guys,
water?
Let's clear the air. There's no beer.
No
beer. Just no beer.
Not even
just
in a cooler on the side? No. Okay.
Maybe cooler in the back of the truck.
Oh, man. Cool deal. But anyways, I was saying, so check it out. But I was in Havasu Havasu 95
yep.
Speedway. Got to see late models race down there.
What, they have 100
lapper.
100 lapper.
Yeah, on the original schedule, it was 50, but they bumped it up to 100 laps. So they had about 16. They had two of the speed trucks racing in there with them, too. So it was pretty interesting. The United Nissan guys here locally had two trucks out there.
I was close. I really, really was thinking of going down.
Yeah.
I really was. But I found out my mother-in-law was leaving a day early at 6 a.m. in the morning, so I didn't go. If she would have stayed, I would have been down there with you, Mike.
Thanks. Like I said, I went
I was going to call you.
Well, that's, I actually went Friday night and stayed the night. So, cause I had
oh, really?
A job I had to look at Saturday
Where'd you
morning.
Stay?
It was hard to find. Let's put it this way. The bed was harder than this counter. It was
Gee.
Kind of a hole in the wall, but nobody had rooms because they had the big balloon festival there.
Oh, really?
During the weekend. And let me tell you, I've never been to and didn't go to the festival itself, but it's pretty cool to see a ton of balloons just all over the place because I got up early Saturday morning.
Hey, not to interrupt you, but
yep.
Speaking of balloon festival, they have one coming up
Mesquite.
In Pahrump.
Mesquite. No, oh, they got one in Pahrump, too?
They have
okay.
one coming up in Pahrump in March.
I didn't know that.
And I don't have the exact, but I think it's like the first week in March.
Okay.
March 6th, 7th, and 8th, I believe that's the dates, and they're having that.
Cool.
I've been to
that.
One of those in my life, and when they lit those things up at night, what a beautiful sight it was.
I didn't see the night stuff, but in the morning, they were just it's weird to see them all over the town because they were coming down like
landing
into the town,
yeah.
Yeah, like open parking lots and stuff. And yeah. They were like over top of the lake, touching the water and
taking off again.
Yeah, weird. I'd never seen anything like that, but. Anyways, that's pretty
well,
cool.
Next time you got to get a hold of us. CJ, who do we have down there, hotel?
JC.
Yeah, I tried.
Oh, you tried down there? He was booked, huh?
Every place was booked. I tried them first and then tried a couple other places I used
Did you mention JJ's name?
Well, I saved that just in case.
I was going to say that's why you didn't get a room.
Well, I tried that first. I called back under anonymous names. Yeah. So, but
JC, this is JJ. We fooled.
But yeah, they were booked at, you know, pretty much everywhere you try to get a room. So anyways, it was pretty cool. But the races were cool.
Yeah.
They had
the factory stocks,
team factories, legends, and bandoleros. Which the bandoleros down there on that track are a little different than watching them out at LVMS because shorter track. They look like they're really hauling some butt out there.
I bet. Yeah. Flat.
Pretty cool race.
Do you remember who won?
Nope. I was there with a couple friends, and they were drinking, and I was trying to keep security away from us.
Now you know what I go
yeah,
through
exactly.
when we go somewhere with JJ.
Wait a second. I don't drink, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
No, yeah. You're worse than the drinker.
I don't remember who won. I was going to put it in my phone
Good
and all that.
PR
I never did. But, hey, I just want you to know it was fun race. Of course, the stands were just packed as
again,
usual. Again.
Again.
Packed.
Beautiful weather. I saw
beautiful
it. It was a
weather, man. Beautiful.
What did you hit down there? 76, I saw
you
on
know,
the phone.
I didn't look, but, man, it was
It was like 12
right.
noon
hey,
start racing.
Hey, does it matter
yeah.
to either one
two,
of you guys I was
race.
In Pahrump? You guys were enjoying races? I was in Pahrump.
Hey.
Yeah, it does. It does matter to me. My car is still in parts with 10 days to go. Damn right it matters
hey,
to me.
It doesn't matter to me, by the way.
When I got to come here and start working on the car, we're in trouble.
Hey, did I tell you? I forgot to tell you I'm going back to Pahrump for 5 days, coming up here shortly.
Oh,
you
boy.
Said you were going to be here for the weekend, as far as I know.
If you're racing the Bomber, this is the year to get out there because these guys are slacking on their Bomber cars. You just might have better equipment this year.
We are so far behind. But you can get a pulled pork by
you know,
Gary.
You know what? I will tell you, we are so far behind and it's nobody's fault but my own. So,
anyways.
And nobody but myself will catch up. So, we'll get it taken care
yeah.
of.
You know, as every year you end up making the races and it's a good time and blah, blah, blah. So
I'm not worried about it.
Nope.
I am
nope.
not worried
is,
about it at all.
He just grew about four more gray hairs when he came here.
Oh, boy.
I'm not worried about it at all.
So a lot of races out there.
I am.
Dear Lord, please.
I am very worried.
please get my race car and out of parts and put it all back together.
You know, speaking of that, you guys are coming up, you know, coming up to February 1st race. There's a lot of races out there trying to get ready for races coming up here in March, and they still got a few weeks or so left, but that time comes up quick. But, you know.
Time flies, man.
Time flies.
I'm telling
exactly.
you.
If you do want to watch some races this weekend, like I said, there is some out at Blythe. You guys never been there? You got to check
no.
it out. Weird track configuration.
I don't got time.
It's an oval. I know. No, realistically, you probably don't. But they do run a winter series out there. So sometime before the start, you're going to want to check that out. You know, there's a lot of racetracks out there coming up with races. We won't get into them all this week. But, of course, sponsors are a big deal. They help keep tracks open, race teams going and all that. And you guys probably have a few sponsors you like to talk about.
As always, Steve at Nevada Pick Apart.
As
he helps JC
me.
Motorsports a lot.
Definitely. Can't thank him enough. You know, Nevada Pick Apart up on Lamb and Craig up in North Las Vegas and down here in Henderson. What is it? $2? $2 to get in?
Boulder
$1. Still $1.
Still $1. Bring your tools. Go in. Take the part off the car. Go to the counter. Pay for it. Easy, you know, bring your old part in to match it up.
And yep. at the
you
lamb
know,
yard,
real simple.
The lamb yard,
real
they
simple.
Have new parts, too. So if you can't find yep. it out in the yard, they can get new parts.
They
here.
Can order you what you need
right.
if you don't find it in the yard.
Yep. yep. Got a junk so, car laying around, want to get rid of it. Nevada Pick Apart pays top cash. Give them a call. They'll send out a flatbed. Come grab that puppy and get that eyesore out of your yard
yeah.
real quick.
Hey, and this
no
year
problem.
We're going to see out at Crump Rally Speedway, we're going to see the BomberNation.com up on one of the back walls as usual.
Yes.
That's still going to happen. And we
yes.
might even see it on WheelsNow.com out there somewhere,
yes.
possibly this year. So
yep.
keep an eye out for that if you go out to Crump Rally Speedway.
Most definitely. Also want to thank Anthony at Camp Out for
yes.
everything that he does.
All your trailer needs, and if
yep.
you want your stuff fixed, you got to get Gary a call here after midnight, anytime, leave him a message, wake him up.
It's Gary's trailers.
He will be in Crump, but he'll make the drive back.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Yep, Anthony Camp Out, you need a toolbox, camper shell, cover for the back, you name it, anything you need for trailers and camping, Anthony at Camp Out will definitely help you. That's, I-15 and Craig Road,
Cheyenne.
I-15 and
Cheyenne.
Yep, check them out. D&N Equipment, thanks Dale and Nick for all that they do for us. They take care of tire machines, and you need a lift. They put up lifts. They're busy during convention center when the convention center is going. That's D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick. Phil at Phil and
Radiator.
Big Jim at Pickarts Radiator down there at Henderson. Got an overheating problem. Go take it to them. Years and years and years of experience, family-owned, operated business. Also, I haven't turned it on yet, but the way the weather is, they also will take care of your AC issues. So you got an AC problem, you're going to turn it on here in the next month or two. Go see Phil or Jim at Pickarts Radiator.
Cool.
Who else we got out there that we need to
On
thank?
Wheels Now.
You know what, and speaking of On Wheels Now, but
who's
all,
that?
All our Facebook you know, followers and friends, and, of course, you know, a lot of your followers at Gary's personal thing, come follow us on our Facebook page, and thanks for you guys joining us every week, and all our new listeners, too, from onwheelsnow.com. Can't thank you guys.
We're on Facebook?
Facebook. MySpace.
We're on Facebook.
Yes, we are. It have been for I don't know how many years now. He's just finding out about it. But thank you for sticking with us every week. We're here for you.
We know he's a little slow. He still has got MySpace. So, yes.
Check us out on Facebook. I guess we're there.
And
this is what these guys – I got to trust what these guys get me into here.
Exactly. And we're live every week here in studio talking about whatever you guys want to talk about, where you're racers talking about racers.
And real quick, before, don't forget to go to pinkmail.org.
Okay.
And sign up, put some stuff on there for sale.
Ah, that's right.
Scope around, take a look at what it's about.
Yep. And the BomberNation.com. I want to thank our webmaster, Glenn. Another great video about Touch a Truck coming up. Put some, another video up there for what we have, what we've done at Touch a Truck, and what's upcoming in March 1st. So thanks a lot, Glenn. Appreciate it for all that you do.
See you live next Tuesday, 6 p.m., everybody.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.